Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to better build relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 4, What is Normal? One night this week, we closed Wavy News 10 and 11 with our usual 7-day forecast from our chief meteorologist, Don Slater. Mid-September temperatures are taking over. There's a cool caress that is slowly brushing away the heat and humidity. In the moments after sign-off, as Don put his mask on and gently wiped down his station for the morning crew, I mentioned how grateful we should be for the return of fall comfort. Opening windows, inviting fresh breezes to sweep across our living rooms and breathe that slight chill once again. Then Don added, "Yes, and if we can just return to normal." What is normal in this age of COVID? Every week when we light the way, I'm careful to share our reasons for optimism, and the stories we highlight all contain that sense of how we adapt to the constant change in our businesses, schools, neighborhoods, and our homes. This week, Chris Horn introduced us to Jared Foreman of Virginia Beach, who lost his job for a coffee service company because of COVID-19. Now, he's delivering that caffeine to people at home and growing a new business. That made me think of how we all have to adapt to change. Is this a new normal? Then there's gun violence that continues to shoot holes in our culture. I was drawn to the face of Cliff White, an elderly black resident of Hertford, North Carolina, population 2,113. The mayor of this little rural hamlet put her community under a curfew after three drive-by shootings in 3 days killed one person and put two others in the hospital. It wasn't the words of Mr. White, but his eyes that seemed to be searching for someone or something to light the way. I imagined all the struggles he must have endured for a right to live and thrive in peace, and if he has the energy to put up a fight against the big city violence passing through this country town. Is that normal? Or 4 children in our area, all under the age of 9, the youngest barely a month old, shot in separate incidents since July. Then police arrested a 16-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy for the shooting death of another teen. That's not normal. Which is why some of the most compelling faces seen on our news this week were those of anger. Residents banding together for a rally after that shooting in memory of De'Asia Williams. Her family told our Gina Arevalo she was just 15. Hurricane Sally devastated parts of Florida and Alabama in a season on pace to eclipse 2005 for the most named storms. Or that morning haze you may have noticed in Hampton Roads migrating from flames eating the West Coast. That's not normal either. What about gratitude? Colleague Deanna Bettineschi got my attention with Jordan Hatmaker of Virginia Beach, who collected snacks and drinks for police, firefighters, and EMTs just to show her appreciation. Her light ignited the spirit of her neighbors, and now Hatmaker's home is filled with bulk boxes of chips, cookies, and protein bars. Well, Hatmaker summed it up this way, "I think it's really important to show kindness no matter where you go, no matter who you are. Let's make that the new normal." Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to these stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.